Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle, over the weekend, developments in the Brandon Report case. There are a report from the Independent saying that a second validation report was commissioned by the HSE into the ongoing investigations into sexual abuse at the Argrania Court Complex in Stranorlar. Of course, confirmation of that was also given to Highland Radio News by the HSE. So what's the reaction that this second validation report has been commissioned without any word to the public, or indeed yourself? You're pretty closely involved with this case, and that now this report is being kept in secret?
Well, it's not surprising that the HSE would take this action and do it, keep everything in secret, because that's the way they've operated all along. The HSE have continuously kept the Brandon report in secret as well, and have prevented the publication of it so that families would be aware fully of what has happened there. I know there has been some inquiries from family members and stuff like that there as to what was happening with their potential for people who have been in residence for quite a long time with the HSE and that there as to what was happening. It's news to me that this report has been drafted. You'd wonder why the HSE are doing it. Hopefully they're doing it for the right reasons, and that they will actually inform the families that need to be informed so that people can be fully aware. But the track record of the HSE in this respect isn't very good.
And of course, the fear here is that because the second report has now been commissioned and carried out, that potentially even more instances of abuse could have been brought up and brought to light. Now, if that is the case, is it important that this report is released to the public so the public has a full understanding of what happened at Argrania Court?
Well, it's clear that the agency won't release a report to the public anyway, because that's not the way they do their business, so they're not going to do that. We'll be left guessing again as to whether what is actually the outcomes of what the agency are going to be, have been doing. I'll be trying to get to the bottom of that, but I know that the Brandon report itself was limited in the time frame that it investigated, and Brandon was resident at the HSE for a lot longer than HSE facilities for a lot longer than that time as well. So it potentially could have been additional cases that weren't covered by the time scale of the Brandon report, but we just don't know for definite, and I don't think we'll ever know, even from this report that the HSE have done.